Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Wagner, who's CEO and chairman of L. Fishman & Sons. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. It's been a little while since we've talked. I think it was 2010 when we interviewed you. You were the incoming president of the NAFCD, the Organization of Floor Covering Distributors in North America. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is your news that you recently bought Sobel Cells in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's give our listeners, though, a little rundown. You are a floor covering distributor. Your company got started a long time ago, 1919, distributing thread. But when the garment industry moved out of Baltimore, you then went to binding rugs and then got out of that sewing business and now focus pretty much just on floor covering, right?
That's correct. Actually, we're focused on flooring installation solutions. Not so much the flooring products. We do sell some commercial flooring products from Johnsonite, but our main focus is on installation solutions, solving problems in the field.
Okay. And you have a big service area. I think it's 10 states. You go New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, let's see, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, something like that, right?
That's correct. And we're still looking for new territory. We're still trying to service our existing territory in a better way as well.
What are some of your key lines?
Well, our key lines are Johnsonite and the Tarquette collection that goes along with Johnsonite, Ardex and all their floor prep and maintenance products, Chapco and Mapei and Sponge Cushion.
All right, so when you say you focus in the area of installation, give us a little bit more details.
We worry an awful lot about what goes under a floor covering that's going to be installed. And we want the end user's experience in purchasing a flooring product to go really well. So we're technical on the installation side. We try to understand substrates so that we can recommend the proper products for installation. And the whole idea is to keep it on the floor as it's designed to be on the floor.
Who are some of the key people that you need to influence to be successful in your business?
We focus a lot of our attention on the installer. And we want to make sure that the installer is well equipped to understand what it's going to take on a particular job to get it installed properly.
So there's the CFI, the Certified Floor Covering Installers. I guess they're a focus for you and probably install as well?
Yes. We try to align ourselves with any organization that touches the installer.
So how are business conditions now?
Well, it's kind of an up and down thing. Mm-hmm. Overall, business is not bad. Mm-hmm. It's been better. It's been far worse. And frankly, we're growing pretty well in 2013.
That's good.
Pretty pleased.
We actually did a spotlight on you way back in December of 2008. And at that time, your annual revenue was around $75 million. I'm sure it went down through the recession, didn't it?
Well, we're very fortunate. Mm-hmm. We've never had a down year.
Is that right?
And our volume is a little over 90 these days, and we're still growing. And Kemp, I really want to put an emphasis on the fact that we've been very fortunate during this downturn.
Yeah. All right. And so to give us a little bit more details around Sobel Sales, I know they're based in Cleveland, Ohio, and they've been around since 57. You just bought them recently.
That's correct. Our growth strategy is through acquisition and through organic growth, where we'll add locations around major markets. Our acquisition hunt is always to find well-run companies, profitable companies, and companies that are well-respected in their particular markets. What was interesting for us with Sobel is it gave us a location in Cleveland, which is something that we wanted. And it also gives us a new marketplace. Sobel does a fair amount of business in the Toledo marketplace. So we have really done no business in Toledo, and we're able to grow into some new territory. And now we're covering the entire northern part of the state of Ohio. So strategically, it was great to get a location, and it was also great to get some new territory.
All right. Well, you know, with the rising interest in the internet, people are concerned about the flattening of the channel. You're in the distribution business. Sounds like you found a niche that's probably going to be healthy through all this, haven't you?
Well, here's what we believe. we believe there's always going to be a need to get a floor covering installed properly.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus our attention on that very thing. Backings change, systems change, products change, and we feel it's our job to keep the community, the installation community, and the contractor community aware of new developments in technology and systems so that they can get products on the floor in the most efficient way possible.
All right. And how many different locations do you have through that 10-state area?
28 locations.
28. And I'm sure you have a fleet of trucks as well, don't you?
We do. We have 42 trucks on the road every day.
Mm-hmm.
Among them are 24-foot straight jobs and a fleet of tractor trailers as well.
Well, congratulations on your continued success, and thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Bob Wagner about his recent acquisition with Sobel Sales. Bob's the CEO and chairman with L. Fishman & Sons, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.